Russell Crowe has been sporting an unbelievably good beard. I'm going to tell you why coming up at under 10 in Strawdy Leaks. But let's look at great beards of our time. 13, 27, 10. The blokes from ZZ Top. They are just sensational. Unbelievable. Saddam Hussein, when they found him in the drain pipe, shocking. Great beards of our time. 13, 27, 10. Carol, good morning. Your favourite beard of our time?
Yes, I want to pick on another local. What about Robert Oakeshott when he was our local member?
The grey beard. He did look a bit like Captain Ahab, didn't he?
Yes, that was my worst look you could ever have.
Well, I tell you what, when I was young, I had traces of red in mine, but now, can I tell you, Carol, there's a lot of silver in there, a lot of silver. I thank you for the call. All right, John in Port Macquarie. How are you, John?
Good, eh? I'm all right for once.
Favourite beards of your time? You got a pretty good one.
Say again?
You've got a pretty good beard.
Yeah, that's how I was going to nominate mine.
You're going to nominate you. Now, John, I've got to say...
You're getting an echo in here, too, in the phone.
Yeah, you've had a good beard for a while. Otto Von Beerbottle reckons you are the spitting image of Professor Pat Pending from the Wacky Races. Are you comfortable with that?
Pat who?
Professor Pat Pending from the Wacky Races. The cartoon...
I haven't watched that mob.
Okay. All right, John. Now, listen, here's one we've forgotten. From Jenny from Southwest Rocks. Strawny, the best beard of all time. It'd have to be Santa Claus. Of course, John. That's one we missed.
Who?
Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, John.
Hey, you know, I'm getting some echo in here.
You're getting echo? Yeah, look, our phone system's not the best, John. It's getting surgery all the time. What are you getting, echo, or are you getting program feeding back?
No, I'm getting echo.
Echo. All right. Well, I better leave you, John, but I thank you for the call.
Okay.
Bye. Good on you, buddy. Rex from Port Macquarie. Strawny, what about Abraham Lincoln, the first of the chin beards that were really famous? Of course, Abraham Lincoln. I love that. And Mr. Producer in the studio, you've always knocked my beards when I've gone for a beard, haven't you?
Is that what you call them, mate?
Well, no, what was the old joke about a cricket game, 11 aside?
Yes, well, I just find it interesting that all the young guys here, they sport the beards, and suddenly you have to try and...
It's only when I'm going away normally.
Is
I just,
it though?
I don't
is
like
it,
to shave.
Isn't it more you just trying like, to... You know, you keep saying
you
you're
came back from one of
25-year-old or something like that. You know, you try and wear all the trendy gear and...
Listen, what about...
Do you still wear all black when you go out in Sydney?
What are you talking about?
You went through that stage where, I've got to wear the black pants and black T-shirt.
What if I remember you? Don't you divert this back to me. What about when you, one of your holidays, you came back with a beard?
I've never come back.
I
do not come back.
You are a fibber. Helen, if you're listening, send me a photo.
That would have been if I was on holidays, but I wouldn't have walked back into the building.
No, but you came in like mid-holiday and there it was.
Well, that's a bit different though.
Okay. Now the other one, this is one of my great trivial facts that Otto rolls out all the time. And I know Richard would.
Onto your hair shortly, too. Sorry, go on.
Oh, you're right. But one I know Richard rolls out, too, and this is a very good one, people going for trivia nights.
Mm.
I brought up ZZ Top. Unbelievable great beard. Unbelievable beards.
Yes.
Now, who is the only bloke in ZZ Top not to have a beard?
Mr. Beard.
That's right. His name's Beard. You couldn't make it up. I'm just going to cut you off there because I think you're going to go down a path I don't want you to go
no,
down.
No, but can I ask...
No,
I won't go on to that. I won't go on to your slicked back style now. We'll leave that alone.
You're right.
But as you know, I'm spending a bit more time on the road these
days. Yes, I know, lots of time, about half your week.
But so I sort of get to listen to your... Or not to your program so much. I've made the switch like so many others. But listening to your promos...
And we've got those figures for 3 years.
Yeah, that's right. Your promos that run around, you know, with like your Strawny best bits. How come all your best bits are other people?
Strawny.